This episode of the Halloween Podcast is brought to you by Acorns, the app that invests your change automatically. If you're like me, you have zero inside of your savings for future you. What Acorns does is rounds up all of your debit card purchases and invests that change for you automatically. I got started months ago and my account is slowly growing for future me. I didn't even notice it coming out of my bank account. It's that subtle. Support the Halloween Podcast by signing up using our link. You get a $5 sign-on bonus, and so do we. Just go to thehalloweenpodcast.com/acorns, click on the banner, and get signed up. That's thehalloweenpodcast.com/acorns. Now let's get the show started. Welcome to another episode of the Halloween Podcast. I am your host, Lyle Perez. My voice is getting hoarse from doing these episodes, but I am trying to continue. I still have 20 more shows to go, 20 more after this one. And to help me is my good friend, April. April, what's going on?
Oh, just sitting here ready to talk about my favoritest thing, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Mm-hmm. That is what we are doing. For this episode, we're going to review the best Halloween episode they had, which is Hex and the Single Guy, which was from Season 4, Episode 7, and it originally aired on October 25th, 1993.
So, I was 13.
Yep. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was a good one.
I've loved Will Smith since the moment I saw him. Not like I want to marry him because that's his wife's job, you know what I mean? But like, if he's doing a thing, I gotta see the project he's in, you know what I mean? And then I saw the intro and I just want to smoosh his little face and look how young he looks. Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
and then that made me wonder, how old is he?
At the time or now?
Nor now. Like, how old is Will Smith?
I believe he is, like, 51. I can check right now.
He does obviously 51. Look older, but he doesn't really look like he's aged much.
Right. Yeah, he's 51 years old. Yeah, he's a lot older now than what Uncle Phil was when they did this show. So, kind of gives you a little...
Uncle Phil looks his age, but Will does not.
So, if you don't know what Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was, it was an American sitcom that that does not contain Mr. T. it originally aired on the NBC network from September 10th, 1990, all the way to May 20th, 1996. It had six seasons, 148 episodes. Two of them were Halloween. Technically three of them were Halloween because one of them was a two-parter, and the two-parter has little to do with Halloween and more to do with a party. So that doesn't count as a Halloween episode, but this one, Hex and the Single Guy, is 100% a Halloween episode. That's why we are reviewing it now. What are your memories about Fresh Prince or about this episode in general?
Best theme song for any sitcom, I think, on the face of the earth.
Even better than Full House, Family Matters.
Well, you gotta remember, I was misunderstanding the lyrics for Full House for a very long
yes.
time. If yeah. If the Thursday theme song show still exists.
They exist, only on my computer, though.
I didn't understand the words so good to some of those, but I've always loved this one, and then I thought it was even more entertaining when I learned that there's like a fuller version, because they trim it down to make time. So I love this show. I don't remember. I mean, I remember. It's so funny how, like, you can remember an episode and not remember it at the same time. Like, your memory kind of catches up with it, like, just the second before something happens.
Right.
But if you're trying to remember the episode to the end before you get further in, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of that moment for me.
Right.
Like, it was like, I'm not that good at predicting things. I think I'm just remembering the episode now at this point. So, no, I loved the entire thing. And again, it made me wish that I was just rewatching the entire show.
Yeah.
Which I probably will now.
The Fresh Prince was one of those shows that I remember watching all the time when I got home from school. Always on syndication. Same with Home Improvement. Same with Full House. The 90s were full of those family sitcoms that were always on because syndication was humongous then. And The Fresh Prince, the biggest thing I remember of Fresh Prince is that I would watch it in my mom's room, my parents' room. Why I watched it there, I don't know. We did have a living room. We did have a TV there. But I would lay on my mom's bed and I would watch these shows. Or I would lay outside on the bar that we used to have. I don't know if I ever told that story on the Halloween podcast or if it was on the Amazing Advertising podcast. I think it was probably both. But we used to have a bar in the front of our house and I would sit on the bar itself. We had a little black and white TV that I would watch TV on. Yeah, that's a story.
The fact that you had a TV outside I thought was epic.
I even went as far as to take a... I found a picture of it and I posted it on the Amazing Advertising Facebook page. If I could find it, I'll post it on the Halloween podcast page.
I think you should because it was pretty cool to see.
I will. When this episode airs, that will be posted.
You guys were fancy. We had a TV in the living room and that was it.
Yeah, no, we had TVs in almost every single room. I don't remember having one in my room.
If we had a TV in the kitchen, I don't know if I'd ever have a reason to leave the kitchen.
My mom had a TV in her kitchen when in the mobile home that she moved into after she divorced my dad. She had a TV in the kitchen, and I thought that was weird. So
I bring the iPad into the kitchen because I try to like not freak out that I'm cooking because I'm not very good at it and I get scared.
Mm.
So I try to distract myself by playing stuff on the iPad because I don't have a TV in the kitchen.
That is crazy. So, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, it was fun. I do like that it had Will Smith. Will Smith was not what he is now. He was more...
Just wild and wacky and free and funny and just goofy as goof could be.
Yes.
It was just... Everything he did was funny. Like, he could just walk out of a room and do this funny walk and it was a hoot. You know what I mean? Like, he just do a face. Or he could be, like, about to tell a joke and not tell a joke and it was funny.
Right.
Yeah. Everything he did was funny.
He had this thing about him where... It was just his the way he perceived things. This show is basically a fish out of water story. He is from Pennsylvania. He's Philadelphia, and he is moving to Bel Air, which is two complete opposites. So, watching him try to rub elbows with the rich and famous is just funny. The snooty.
Yes, because he's just so different, and it's just so fun to watch.
Yeah, I don't want to get into it. So, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Hex and the Single Guy. Let us get into this episode because I think it's fun.
Yeah.
So the episode starts with Will and Carlton, who are the main character. Well, they're some of the main characters. Well, actually, before we get into it, I mean, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is a big enough show where I think people would know the characters in it. But if you don't, I'll go through them really fast. Will Smith plays Will Smith in the show. James Avery plays Philip Banks, who is the uncle to Will. We have Daphne Reed, who plays Vivian Banks. She is the second Vivian. If you know the show, you know that the mom was recast somewhere, I believe, in the... I think this was the first season that she was recast.
Yeah, it was like several episodes in, she was not getting along with Will.
Yeah, yeah. the original one.
Feel like that should be common sense for any actor or actress. Like, get along with the person that's basically themed around the entire show.
Well, it's more of being able to work with them than getting along. You can work with somebody and not be friends. Yeah, well, I don't know. But then we have our Alfonso Ribeiro, who plays Carlton Banks, who is the cousin to Will. Karen Parsons, who plays Hillary Banks. She's also a cousin. And then little cousin, Tatiana Ali, is Ashley Banks. And then we have Joseph Marcel, who plays Jeffrey Butler, who is the butler. And then Jazz, who is Will's one and only friend, it seems. Those are all the main characters.
DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Yep, Jazzy Jeff.
It's DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Yep. So those are all the characters. I'm pretty sure you know Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is a big enough show. Unlike Hanging with Mr. Cooper wasn't as big as Fresh Prince, but just wanted to give you guys a quick run through as to who's who. So Will and Carlton are walking into the kitchen. The whole family is there. It's Halloween because Will yells, "Happy Halloween!" And Uncle Phil, he's like looking at a bill and he's questioning this $2,000 bill for flowers, he thinks. And Vivian says that it's for Trevor's perpetual care. And do you know what that is? Perpetual care?
I just assume that they're just going to keep putting flowers in his grave throughout the year. I don't know.
Yeah, it's more or less for... it's a trust for cemeteries to generate money so they can continue the maintenance on the plots.
Oh.
So, like, cutting the grass isn't free, so, like, they'll charge certain things so they can do upkeep. So that's basically what perpetual care is.
It's like paying the janitor or the groundskeeper, basically.
Right, but your only residents are dead people, so how are you going to get money out of dead people?
True. That was actually a job my dad had for a while, is he actually did the maintenance and groundskeeping for a cemetery.
Oh, well, I've done that myself. It's really weird,
that's
to say the least.
That's what I heard. It was really disgusting, apparently.
Yeah. So, anyways, that's what that is. And if you don't know who Trevor is, at this time in the series, Trevor was Hillary's fiancé, who had a bungee jumping accident and actually died on the show, not the actual character or not the actual actor. And so that's who they're referencing. And Vivian says that, hey, it was Hillary's fiance, so we have to take care of it. And then Uncle Phil goes, well, they get you coming, they get you going. So I'm assuming that means that when babies come into the world, you got to pay for them, and then when they leave, you got to pay for them. So Ashley says that it's been 2 months since the bungee cord accident, and Vivian says that Hillary seems so crushed, and then Carlton goes, not any more than Trevor. It's so morbid. So morbid that they're talking about this accident this way.
And they're being really over-the-top comical about it, too. They're not just kind of being jokey about it. They're being jokey about it.
Yeah, because even at one point, they're talking about, like, Hillary's mental health, and somebody says, yeah, she's even acting normal, and then Jeffrey goes, oh, whatever that is. So at that moment, she comes in saying that she has a date, and then everyone goes, oh, who's your date? And then she yells, it's Trevor. And then they all look at her like, what's going on? Roll opening credits. So there they go.
I was like, wait, this is silly. Oh, well, I see where this episode is going to be all centered around now.
So Will says that he doesn't know how to put it lightly because he's dead. And gosh, the morbid humor in this one is just weird. So she says that she hired a TV psychic to help, to hold a seance. His name is Scorpius, which is...
This is how serious she was. She's paid $300.
Yeah, she paid.
And then they're like, you paid $300 to have a psychic do a seance or whatever? And she's like, no, I needed a hat.
Yeah, she needs a new hat for the seance. And then she goes, yeah, the $1,000 that Scorpius was asking for, I just charged it on Dad's gold card. $1,000 for a seance. So now she wants to say goodbye to Trevor. So she says that Scorpius said that she needs four loved ones to come with her so they can channel enough energy to reach Trevor. And Jeffrey says, thank God I'm not a loved one. She misses him and she just needs closure. And then she runs off because everyone's making fun of her. Vivian says that, you know, she'll go and support her. Hillary storms off. Vivian starts crying. And she's putting on the guilt very thick on the rest of them that they all start changing their mind. For Will starts looking like he's going to cry. He's like, oh, I'm sorry, Uncle Bill. I'll go with you. And she's laying
Carlton's
it on very
upset.
Thick. Yeah.
Carlton's upset because he wanted to go trick-or-treating.
Which is the best line out of this whole thing. He's like, but it would cut into my trick-or-treating time. At this point, he's in high school. He's, I would say, maybe senior. By this point, I would think. I don't think they've went to college yet. They might have. They might be in college right now, like the first year of college. Somewhere around there.
Yeah, because they're living in the pool house.
Yeah. So, in the living room now, Jeffrey, he goes to the door. It's Halloween night now. And
I love his outfit.
It's like a...
It took me a minute to figure out what he was. It's like, are you the creature from the Black Lagoon? Are you a frog? Oh, you're a dinosaur.
What was a dinosaur? That's what it was. So he scares the trick-or-treaters. They all run off. He comes back laughing maniacally. The house is wonderfully decorated with Halloween decorations. It looks great.
Oh, so cute.
Will comes down the stairs and he tries to scare Ashley. He like startles her, but she just goes, "Hi, Will." And
doesn't even turn around. Just knows it's him because of what he was doing.
Yep. And he says something that's very timely now to 2020, where he says that he loves Halloween because it's the only night a black guy can walk around with a mask on and not get arrested. Well, in 2020, anybody could walk around with a mask on in places they're not supposed to, like banks, and not get arrested.
You might get in trouble if you're not, depending on where you are.
So weird. Carlton comes down the stairs and he doesn't come down the stairs. He comes into the room through the back door and he's dressed 100% like Macaulay Culkin from,
Home Alone. Yeah. I thought he was dressed as Wesley Snipes' character from Demolition Man.
That is funny.
You know, what's his name? Simon Phoenix does have blonde hair.
He does.
And overalls.
He does. So, yes, I can definitely see that.
It wasn't completely ridiculous. I mean, it was totally feasible, except for it's not the character he would have picked because of his character type, though.
Right, yeah. So, Macaulay Culkin as Kevin McAllister was what he would do. And I like the part that he says that he got 26 Milky Ways.
But why Milky Ways? Those aren't even the good one. You need a Snickers because it's got the peanut in it.
I don't know. To each their own. I mean, I'm more of a Payday type guy because I think Paydays, because Paydays don't really have chocolate.
You know what? Payday is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So, if I just say my favorite is actually the almond Snickers because they use a different kind of nougat.
Hmm. That was weird.
It's a vanilla nougat.
Hmm. That's weird. I have to check it out. But
it's hard to find, though.
We'll see. If you look online, you can find anything.
True.
So Hillary comes down the stairs and she says she doesn't want to keep Trevor waiting, so she wants to get out of there. They all leave.
She also kind of referenced her hat.
Yeah.
I can't remember what she said. Something about my hat can't wait any longer, some weird thing.
Yeah, and that hat that she was wearing doesn't really look like it's worth, you know, $300. But I don't know.
No, it really didn't. It was just like, it actually, honestly, could have been a clean version of the hat from Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Could have.
Maybe there was a kitten in it. Maybe that was the thing that made it expensive.
Maybe.
Maybe so, there's like a purebred Persian kitten underneath it.
Oh, boy. Well, they leave, and they're going up to the creepy house, and Will pops up out of nowhere and scares everyone. Everyone jumps, and he's like, oh, sorry, I'm stupid.
That was one of my favorite moments. That was literally one of my favorite moments, and it was because the way he did it. He's like, it worked. And then he's like, I'm stupid. And like, nobody else could have gotten away with making that funny.
Right.
But him. It was my favorite part because he kept saying at the end, I'm stupid.
So he goes to knock on the door and the door just swings open. Which,
you know what I thought?
It's cool.
When they went inside.
What?
I thought, who are they going to have be this guy? Like, what was his name again? It was
Scorpius.
Scorpius. It's like, this name just makes me think of the guy from Beetlejuice. And then it was the guy from Beetlejuice. And that was when I realized, wait, am I predicting or remembering?
Probably remembering.
That was the moment where I started wondering. It's like, am I predicting or remembering at this point?
So the place is really creepy. And they start calling out.
Super cool. It had a sarcophagus. Although the face was ridiculous.
Yes. Scorpius comes out from who knows where. And he says that he sees all. He knows all. And then he looks at him. And he's like, who are you? A classic joke, which I've heard done numerous times. But this was probably the first time I've heard it. Was in this sitcom. So I thought it was really funny. Hillary starts off by saying that she starts saying we're the Banks family, but then he like stops her and he's like, "Ah, you're the Banks family," which is
funny. Pretty funny. And that was again a lot of the reason why I couldn't tell. Am I predicting because they're making it predictable, or am I remembering? That's because the way that they did this episode.
Yeah.
Do you think he's typecasted because he seems to always be the medium?
We'll get into him right now. He is, Scorpius is played by Glenn, I can't even pronounce his last name, Sadix?
Sure.
He has been in a few things. He was in Beetlejuice, of course. He was in the Heathers. He was in the 2001 version of Planet of the Apes.
What?
He's been in a lot
he
of stuff.
He must have been an ape, because I would have recognized that face.
Yeah, he was an ape. Senator Natto, he was. Natto. He actually passed away in 2010 at the age of 58.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. He was in Teen Titans. Did you ever watch that one? The TV
Teen
series?
Teen Titans? Yeah! It's a cartoon, though. So,
yes.
Like, what did he play?
The Brain.
I don't remember The Brain.
No.
My favorite was Beast Boy.
He was in... I'm trying to look to see if there's anything of note. But other than...
Lyle, you want to know one of my favoritest things about you?
What?
To other people, I've watched too much TV, but compared to you, I've seen nothing.
No. You gotta change that to sitcoms.
Seriously, though, like, even if I change it to sitcoms, you still make it look like I've never watched TV before. So there's some reference to someone named Marvin Gaye. Who is that?
Marvin Gaye is a singer who you've heard the song Let's Get It On. He's the one that does that one. Sexual Healing, he does that one.
He's a pervert. So either way, he's doing his thing, and then Will does his thing, and then the guy turns to him and says, "Shut your pie hole," and I laughed forever, because you really don't hear "shut your pie hole" enough.
But the delivery, like, this guy is such a coward that he wouldn't even say, like, he's the one telling him to shut his pie hole. He's like, "Oh, I'm getting something from the spirits. They want me to tell you."
I think it made it funnier. Because I think he's totally faking the spirits, which made it funnier, is because I think everybody else knows but Hillary that he's faking it.
Yeah.
So it made it funnier that it was coming from one of the spirits. It's like, I'm not being rude. It was the spirits. I'm just doing my job.
Yes. The table starts vibrating, and then Hillary goes, oh, that's Trevor. I know his vibration.
I couldn't figure out if that was meant to be dirty or just some ditzy thing she says.
Well, the way that the crowd goes, ooh, is what made it seem like, yeah, it's something that should be done in closed doors.
Yeah, okay. With the windows drawn.
Yes.
And everything.
So she's talking to Trevor now, who's being channeled by Scorpius, and then,
I love it! He puts his hand to his ear like he's listening to
he's got headphones on. And then
it
the...
It was so fun to watch. He did a great job, I tell you.
The one thing she wants to ask is if he knows where her black suede purse is. She never gets an answer.
The reason why that was especially funny to me is, like, if he wasn't dead, I don't think he'd know. Like, that's the why that question is so bizarre and ridiculous, because right. I don't think he would have known if he was alive.
No, he wouldn't know at all. Like, I don't know where anything is. If my wife asks me where this is, I'd be like, you're the one that touched it last. That's always my response, is you're the one that touched it, not me.
See, if it's, I mean, I usually know where the stuff is in the house, but it's like, I wouldn't know where my mom put her purse. That's hers.
Yeah. Weird. But yeah, then he doesn't know what to say, so he ends up going like, oh, I'm losing the spirits.
Oh, no,
they're leaving.
The wasn't Will also teasing him too?
Yes, because Will goes, oh, like you ever had it. Mocking him. Then Trevor leaves. The lights come back on. And he says that there's no way that he'd be able to try to do it again. I guess it drained him too much.
But he can do it another day.
Yeah, he can definitely do it another day. Right between the exorcism and step class, he says.
But Carlton doesn't want to miss Saved by the Bell.
And do miss you, Saved okay, by the Bell.
I have to know. Do you love it when shows reference other shows? Because I do.
I do as well. I just don't like it when it tries to make it seem like that show is part of the universe. Like in
okay, like they're not like their neighbors, but it's a show they watch.
Yes, like in Step by Step, there was a point where Urkel shows up, and I don't want to see that. And then in another episode, hear that they're referencing Family Matters.
Now, the funny part I find about that is that you like doing that in your books, though.
I do, only because it keeps people interested. That...
And as someone who's read your books, I freaking loved it. And I hit the mic again, but I freaking loved it.
Yes, but in my books, it's very subtle.
And that's why it's incredibly fun.
Yes. Yeah, like every single story I've ever written, every single book, there's always a character or a couple of characters that cross. Just briefly, in a kid named Lane, there was a point where after Lane kills himself, that somebody walks by and sees the body, takes the gun, and leaves. That somebody is a somebody from another character that's referenced, that he goes up to a car, sees... a dead person in there, grabs the gun and takes it. So it's kind of those things where it's very, very subtle.
But it's very, very entertaining when you figure it out.
Yeah. The,
or at least
it
that's
always
what
happens.
I like.
Yes. So if you ever get to read a lot of my short stories or the novels that I've written, just know that if it's a really fast throwaway character, like, he'll show up somewhere else. In a different story.
As a fan response to this, I would like to point out that you should, because they're good. It's fitting the theme of the season. And as a suggestion, if you find them on Audible, Lyle is a dear friend of mine. Dear friend. Whoever he chose to read some of those, yikes. So if you get to those and you're like, oh, I can't listen to this guy, I figured out the solution. You speed him up by 2, and then he's bearable. I figured it out. He's talking too slow. That's what was driving me crazy. So if you speed him up by 2, he sounds like a normal person.
Are you talking about the guy who did Existing Dead?
You know, I'm terrible with titles, but the first one that I listened to. So yeah, I think it's The Existing Dead.
Yeah, it was.
He just speed him up by two, and then it made him bearable.
He did.
It fixed the entire thing.
He did it was an okay job, what he did. It was one of those things where when we hired him to do it, his audition was way different than the final product. So it was...
That's sad.
Yeah, so... lesson learned in when we did Death's Too Short, the short story compilation. The guy who did that one, what was his name? Nick something or other. He did a fantastic job. Like his
thumbs up.
His audition was exactly what the final product was. So
two thumbs up.
He did voices. Like, it was awesome.
It's like if you're not willing to sit down and crack open a book and read it, then totally get him on Audible. Worth it.
Yeah. It's been such a long time.
So either way, while we're racking up his Audible sales, Will gets cursed. And yeah. I died laughing. I died laughing because the curse was hilarious. And then his response to the curse was hilarious. And then even more so since I think I know kind of what he's saying, but he probably doesn't know because it's French.
What do you think he was saying?
Well, I only vaguely know because I heard somebody, like, it was a joke on another show, but it's dirty. Or he didn't get to that part. I'm not exactly sure what part, because I don't speak French, but I know how the long version of that part goes. The gitchy, gitchy, ya, ya, whatever.
Yeah.
Either way, it was funny, especially because, again, the way he does it.
Mm-hmm.
He's just got a way of doing things that's just so dang funny. It almost just jumped into my head. You know who he reminds me of? But like in our time version of him is what's that guy? He used to do those telethons and he was funny and he did a bunch of old movies like the Flubber movie.
Flubber, that was Robin Williams?
No, like long time ago Flubber. And he was always in a comedy show with this other guy.
Oh,
who was handsome.
You're talking about Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis.
Jerry Lewis was Wackadoodles.
Oh, yes.
Right? You know, like, he was then's Wackadoodles, mm-hmm. and this is, like, the 90s Wackadoodles is what I was thinking that Will reminds me of. But yeah. On top of being wacky, he's also hot.
Oh, boy.
Yes, he is. He's adorable, too. Oh,
sure.
So... they leave because what do you do after you get cursed? You hang around for cheese and crackers. You go right. home.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, oh my god, I love the outdoor decor to that house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I'm backpedaling, but I loved Uncle Phil's comment of "Damn, LA smog." it was awesome. It was great. I loved it.
Yeah, it's one of those very subtle ones where it's. It just gets you where when you said that it got me again.
It's so funny. It was, and it was especially because it was like, was it right before or right after? He's like, I'm stupid. I think it was right before.
Right before, yes.
Scared them. Yeah. So either way, they get home and whatever. Hillary's upset because she didn't get to say goodbye again, which is really, actually, if you think about it, really sad.
But it's her fault.
She believed it.
It's her fault. Like, she spent her, like, 5 seconds with Trevor asking about her purse.
She got distracted. She has a bit of ADHD or something going on. But either way, Uncle Phil gets a call, and there starts the curse. Somebody said that they have proof of him accepting a bribe, and mm-hmm. I'm like, no, not Uncle Phil.
No, definitely not.
No freaking way. And he's like, he's got kicked off the bench and he's suspended and he needs to find a lawyer. And there's something that made my head hurt about thinking about a judge needing a lawyer, because that's just confusing to me.
Yeah, I don't think he would really need one. I think he could represent himself.
That's what I was confused by. I was like, doesn't he already know that stuff? Either way, it's a comedy show.
Right.
And then Carlton's here. Oh, I loved Carlton's hair. Whoever did that, do that to my hair, except for not short.
It's like, well, my head looks like a snow globe. Oh, snow cone.
He looked like a snow cone. I want to be a snow cone. Somebody snow cone my hair, but don't cut it.
Oh boy.
I'm gonna ask the person who does my hair, can you snow cone my hair? And then I'll just show her a screen capture from this episode. I thought his hair was beautiful.
Yes. Just don't let her bust out the clippers.
He did not enjoy it.
No.
So,
this is the next day.
Yeah. Sorry about that. It's the next morning.
One thing before we go a little bit forward is because I thought this line was fantastic. When they first got home, Ashley's telling Jeffrey about the seance and about the curse and the hex. And then she asks him, do you believe in that people can be cursed? And then he replies, how do you think I ended up here?
I love Jeffrey.
Jeffrey is like the best butler ever.
And I love the fact that his name is Butler.
Jeffrey Butler.
I just love it. From Jeffrey Butler.
Yeah.
So either way, next you hear Ashley screaming from outside. And this is the moment I actually remembered. This is the moment I remembered because I thought, oh my God, Uncle Phil is the bravest, strongest, greatest daddy protecting his daughter. He just got bodily in front of those tennis balls and just pulled her out of the way. And I was like, I thought that was the bravest thing in the world. You can hit me, but not my child.
Yeah.
So yeah, the tennis machine's going bananas and attacking Ashley. And they get her out of there, but her wrist is hurt and she's got like a tennis match coming up. So she's sad.
Yeah. And then, Jeffrey, I'm pretty sure, is the one who comes in. He's like, what's going on? It's all very dramatic. Carlton goes, Ashley got attacked by the tennis ball machine. And then they both open up their mouths. It's so good.
Was the thing that happened to Jeffrey next or the thing that happened to Hillary next?
The thing that happens to Jeffrey comes next.
That's when I remembered what his last name was, because the immigration came after him.
It comes after him.
I was like, that's foreshadowing again. He talks about wearing masks outside and then immigration. I'm like,
Interesting.
So, yeah. And then, okay.
Well, you want to hear one more foreshadowing thing?
Yeah.
Was when Carlton starts blaming the hex. And then he goes, it's going to pick us off all one by one until we all end up on Unsolved Mysteries. Unsolved Mysteries has come back.
So then the next one, honestly, I'm surprised when this happened, Uncle Phil didn't just drop right dead on the ground or at least faint or something, because Aunt Vivian starts screaming and they run into the other room and Phil is like, oh no, not my wife, you know, and she's coming down from the top of the stairs to see Hillary is making out with Jazz. And I'm like, ew, get the garden hose.
Yeah, they were just going at it.
They were. Yeah. And then that was when I was like, this has to be a dream sequence.
Oh, yeah. But what was funny...
That's the moment I knew. Like, everything else, I was like, it's a sitcom. This is a dream sequence.
Yeah, and then usually we all know that Jazz is the one that gets thrown out. So Uncle Phil grabs him to throw him out. And then we get to the scene and it's Uncle Phil getting thrown out.
That really confused me because there's no way that he could lift Phil.
No way, but like you said, dream sequence.
Dream, yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Like, if that making out sequence wasn't enough to make you realize it was a dream, then Uncle Phil getting thrown by Jazz would be the thing that makes it even more obvious. So, Will goes to the psychic's house because he wants to get psychic?
Yeah, Scorpius.
Yeah, I was just thinking, was that the right term?
Yeah,
He went to Scorpius's house to ask him to lift the curse. But the house looks all different and nice and cute now. And the crazy part, too, is those flowers that they have in the front yard are the flowers I have in the backyard of my new house. So they're real, but I have no idea what their name is because I can't pronounce it.
Gotcha.
So either way, the guy lets him in because he says, it's okay, Mom, come in or something. And he's sitting there reading his book and he looks all normal and stuff and he thinks it's a home invasion.
He thinks
Will has lost his mind and he's in there to break into his house and steal his stuff. And at some point he's offering him a vase just to leave.
The best part is when he goes, when Will goes, yeah, you remember me from last night, you know, the vampire. And then Scorpius gets this scared look on his face.
I knew that was the wrong move when it came out of his mouth. I was like, No, he's already afraid of you.
So he wants to get the hex removed, and he's like screaming and begging him to remove the hex, get rid of the hex. The guy gets too scared. He just like ends up leaving. And
honestly, I thought he was going to pass out.
He looks so frightened. But what I don't get is that if this had to have been like some weird ruse where at night he turns into Scorpius and during the day
I think it comes just down to, again, it's a dream, so there's no logic behind it.
Yeah, because
I had a dream the other night that if I laid down, I had kitchen, kitchen spices would appear if I lied down. So if I lay down, all of a sudden there's chicken bouillon and taco seasoning.
Weird.
I know that makes no sense. I know, weird dreams are weird. So, yeah, it was just meant to make you even more confused, basically.
Yeah, but, I mean, he could have came back during the night, which is when the guy wanted to reschedule the Trevor thing between the exorcism and step class. So if he would have came back at night, you think it would have been different?
No,
you think it would have been the same?
I think it was just meant to be like nonsensical. I really do.
Well, here's where we find out that it's all a dream, because Will is like turning in his bed and it's all a dream. Carlton comes up, waking him up, and Will starts telling him that he had this like this weird dream. And
he goes to reach up to his head and says, "Your hair." And he's like, "What kind of dream are you having?" And I'm like, "Well, not only is he not a pervert, but you're his cousin. Like, there's so many reasons to go, what's wrong with Carlton to think that's what he was doing?" He was just excited that Carlton didn't have a snow cone hair anymore. Yes. I think that would have made the show better. Keep the snow cone hair.
Yeah. So it was.
I loved the snow cone.
It was all a dream, or was it because Carlton tells him that let's go get breakfast and go see our family? And Will, of course,
says,
our family. Let's go see our family. So they open the door, and then he yells, "Happy Halloween!" And Uncle Phil is there looking at the $1,000 bill for
$2,000 flowers. Yeah,
and
he's like, "Oh."
And then we find out that everything is like happening all over again. Will starts freaking out and he tries to run out the door, but he can't.
He can't get them to stop doing it, too. He's like trying to get them not say it. He's trying to get them to do anything else but repeating the day. And I'm like, so this is how it ends. It ends with Groundhog's Day. Oh, that was epic.
And that is it. That is, well, he screams at the door and then that's it.
Yeah, it was great. I enjoyed it.
So that was Hex and the Single Guy from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Any final thoughts, April?
Enjoyed it. Anytime Will Smith does something, pretty sure I'm going to just love it.
For me, anything that is Halloween related is going to do it for me.
You know what? That's also a very good answer.
Yeah, especially in this one, there wasn't that much... there wasn't that much Halloween per se. We did get costumes, we got decorations, trick-or-treaters. Was this episode centered around Halloween, do you think?
Oh, absolutely.
How so?
I mean, there was a seance, so there was spooky stuff happening. Okay. There was a curse. Like you said, there was trick-or-treating. Mm-hmm. There was Halloween costumes. There was Halloween decorations. Kids were getting scared. There was Halloween candy. Okay. I mean, what could have been more Halloween than if, you know, everybody was carrying a jack-o'-lantern under their arm or something? Yeah. That would have been cute, though.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, it's 100% a Halloween episode.
I would have preferred more characters having costumes, though, because I could be wrong, but I only recall Will and Carlton having costumes on. So I thought it was kind of lame that... at least the younger girl could have been wearing one. Ashley could have been wearing one.
She could have. I looked, but
she wasn't. I meant she should have been. Like,
yeah,
it wouldn't have been too far fetched because she's on the younger side for her to be wearing a costume, especially since Will and Carlton, who are older, were.
Right, yeah.
So I could have done with more costumes in the episode, but I'm not... I wouldn't change it. I wouldn't change anything at the same time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I thought it was a very fun show. very to the point, really. I liked how they kind of brought in more of what was going on in the series in the Halloween episode, nonetheless.
Yeah.
So I thought that was fun. I liked the seance atmosphere. That was really fun. The Scorpius character was just hilarious.
Scorpius character did a really good job.
He
entertained me.
You just couldn't tell if he was real or if he was not real. Like, you never really get the answer if he's real or not. Sounds like he is, but he's, like, way over the top to be real.
I also really enjoyed the set design for the spooky outer part of his house. I really got a kick out of the what do you call it? Like, the, what is that? Is that dry ice that does that?
Yeah, to do the fog.
Yeah, they definitely use their budget correctly on the dry ice.
Yeah. All right, so that is it on the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. April, thank you so much for coming on. It means a lot that you're feeling well enough to do some of these Halloween episodes with me.
I'm excited that I'm finally to a point where I can physically do this again, and I'm also really excited that all my stuff worked. If you don't know this about me, I love electronics, but they hate me.
Yes, they do. I've gotten many a call from April asking me how this works. Can I help her with this?
Like, and there's even moments where you're like, that shouldn't be like that. And I'm like, yes. I know, I want it undone. He's like, that shouldn't be like that. And I'm like, I know, let's stop it.
Yeah, that happened no less than a few hours ago when we were trying to figure out why my voice was coming out of your speakers and you just didn't have the settings thing like I did for
the
some reason.
It wasn't there. It was gone. Have the button. In fact, a call you got from me that you missed last week was because I tripped a circuit breaker and didn't know what to do. I called enough people who owned homes until I found someone that was like, flip the thingies. And I'm like, will I die?
Chances are very slim.
True. And I wasn't exactly standing in a puddle.
Right. I mean, can you die? Yes. Possibly. Is it likely? Probably not. But
well,
yes,
maybe
it can happen.
Maybe in the old house I was at, but not this one. This one's like, I think it's like 7 years old. I've never lived in a house this new. I feel amazing.
Nice. Cool. All right, guys. So that's going to do it for this episode. If my voice holds out, I will do a few more very soon for you guys. If not, I got to let my voice rest for a day or so, but you guys will never know because tomorrow another episode is coming out. We will be in day 12, so enjoy that when it comes out. And guys, I will see you next time. Have a good night.
Good night. Happy Halloween soon.